بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما has reported the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم as saying that when swearing by Allah that is when taking an oath in the name of Allah. In Urdu or Gujarati we say Qasam. When swearing by Allah, when taking an oath in the name of Allah, that by Allah I will do this. When swearing by Allah, if anyone says, if Allah wills, he is not held accountable if he breaks it. If a person takes an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that by Allah, wallahi, billahi, tallahi, uqsimu billahi, by Allah, I will do this tomorrow. By Allah, I will not do this tomorrow. When a person takes an oath to do something or to not do something, then either it is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has mentioned. For example, by Allah, I will perform 20 rak'at nafla tomorrow between Subha Sadiq Dawn and Maghrib, sunset. Now he has taken an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something which is permissible, which is obedience to Allah. Performing 10 rakat, 20 rakat, nafla salat, voluntary prayer. Another example of disobedience. By Allah, tomorrow from 8 o'clock in the morning, between 8 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock, at noon, I will consume alcohol. Now he has taken the oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something which is impermissible, which is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the rule is that if somebody takes an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes compulsory. That item becomes compulsory upon him. That is the common knowledge amongst people. But there is detail. If a person takes oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something which is impermissible, something which will be categorized as disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is compulsory for him not to carry out that amal. It is compulsory for him to stay away from that amal. And he should break the oath, break the vow, and give the kaffara of the vow, of breaking the vow. Kaffara of breaking the qasam. See, if a person takes an oath, if a person vows to do something in the future, and whatever he has vowed to do is impermissible, then he should stay away from it and he should break his vow. He should break his oath. He should break his qasam. He should not fulfill his qasam. Because by fulfilling the qasam, he will be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he should stay away from it and he should break his qasam, break his oath, break his vow. And he should give kaffara, an atonement that has been mentioned in the Quran for breaking the qasam and breaking the vow and breaking his oath. And if he takes an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if he vows in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something permissible, something which will be regarded as obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or permissible, then he should try to carry it out. He should try his utmost not to break the oath. He should try his utmost not to break the vow. And he should carry it out. If he says, by Allah, I will perform 20 rakat tomorrow, then tomorrow he should try to perform 20 rakat. But if he is unable to perform 20 rakat tomorrow, or intentionally he did not perform 20 rakat tomorrow, then he needs to give kaffara, atonement. And if there was a shari reason for him not being able to carry it out, for example, illness, sickness, then atonement and kaffara will be enough. And if it is out of laziness that he did not do, then atonement and kaffara, and with it, tawbah will be also compulsory. Now if somebody takes a vow or takes an oath to do something permissible, but he says, inshallah, if Allah wills. If he says that, by Allah, I will perform 20 rakat nafal tomorrow, inshallah, then this vow has become invalid now. It is not compulsory now. This is what is mentioned in this hadith. When swearing by Allah, if anyone says, if Allah wills, he is not held accountable if he breaks it. This is the hadith of Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And the hadith of Imran ibn Husayn radiyallahu anhu has related that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, vows are of two kinds. So if anyone vows to do an act of obedience that is for Allah and must be fulfilled, but if anyone vows to do an act of disobedience that is for the Satan and must not be fulfilled, and must make atonement for it to the extent he would do in the case of an oath. Now, there is another thing, nadr. Nadr, where a person specifies that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills this need of mine, then I will perform 20 rakat. So if it is permissible, then he should carry it out. One is an oath. Halaf. Halaf, oath. By Allah, I will do this. And another is nadr. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills this need of mine, then I will do this. This is also equivalent to an oath. It becomes binding upon you. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills the need, then this person will have to carry it out. And here also, if it is something which is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will abstain from it. And he will give the kaffara of qasam, kaffara of oath.